All right, guys, come on. All right. Settle down, guys. Come on. Settle down. Everybody settle down. Can we settle down? I got to do the intro, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, everybody. I got to do the intro, guys. Guys, we got to do this podcast. Come on. Everybody settle down. We got to do this podcast, okay? Are we cool? I got to do the intro.
Oh,
cool. All right, good. All right, welcome. Come on, guys. Come on. Seriously, no. Okay. Everybody calm down. Calm down, everybody. Come on. Ease it down. Everybody settle down.
Yeah.
We got to settle down, guys. We got to get this started. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hangout with Pat Bear podcast. I'm Pat Bear, a.k.a. Okay.
PB&J.
PB&J. I'm Pat Bear. For this podcast, I'm also known as Bear of the Dead. This is a special roundtable podcast dedicated to the memory of MC Chris. Now, MC Chris always loved the Rebellion podcasters, and he gave each of us a whole mess of cash when he died. So we're here to celebrate, you know, the stuff he did when he was still alive. His MySpace page has hit 3 million plays, and he's got some crazy zombie merch stuff coming out. And oh, Cracked Out, the group that murdered MC, will be on later to plug their new CD. It's going to be really great. So let's start off by just going around the room and have everybody introduce themselves and talk about what they did with MC Chris's money.
I was formerly IG89, and then I changed my name to Sawyer's Gunstash. And now I am Ken Forever, is my new name.
May the force be with you.
Thanks a lot. People sometimes don't get my oblique references. Ken Foree is the actor in the original Dawn of the Dead, the African American actor. Ken Foree. I'm Ken Forever, also with an E after the four.
May the force be with you.
I spent my money. MC left me a lot of cash. I gotta first say that I really want to know what happened on Lost. So, what's going to happen on Lost? So I went on eBay and there's a guy selling the secrets to what happens on Lost for $372 million. But he didn't get that. I bid all my money on that and it turned out to be a scam.
You got $372 million?
No. That's originally what he wanted for it, but I bid much substantially lower than that.
Oh,
man, force me with you. $3
or best offer.
Yeah, or OBE.
Oh, okay, because you don't have to pay if you don't win.
I paid. I had to do it through PayPal first.
Oh.
And it turned out to be a Russian place.
Oh, okay.
May the force be with you.
My name is Greedo. It was Greedo 1977. I changed it to Basement Safe 77. And with the money MC Chris left me, I went to Rye, New York, to pay this seatbelt ticket that I never got done. I got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. And apparently, like, if you don't pay those tickets, they just, like, build up. And then it was, like, something, like, in the area of, like, $4,000, and I paid a lot of it went to that ticket because I never paid it. There's like penalties.
May the force be with you. May the force be with you.
My name used to be Kyle McLaughlin Balls. Now my name is Left for Dead. I was really happy to get all that money, and so what I did with it is that I have a wife now, so, you know, I'm not alone anymore. May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Sell out.
Wife sucks.
No, she's great. She's great. She listens to me. She does all the cooking and the cleaning, and she's like a sexual partner.
Russian or Asian?
American. She's, she's bred right here. Princeton grad.
Oh, force with you.
Craigslist. Wow.
I was white.
I've been known in the
past. White, yeah.
Force be with you.
Force be with you. Yeah.
I was known in the past as Darth Dutical, and then I was Darth Gracie, and tonight I'll be known as Darth of the Living Dead.
May the force be
with you.
With
nice. Very nice.
With my share of MC Chris's inheritance, I went to actually took a trip to Japan, my lifelong ambition, to buy rare videotapes of fighting events. I bought some of the leagues I've only heard of but never seen, such as Pancrase, EST, and Shuto. The best score I found was Shuto's 2001 bout between Rumina Sato and Takanori Gomi. May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Initially, Jackie the Hutt, then Roland of Sillyad. Tonight, I will be William Deadspears, Romero, and Juliet. May the force be with you.
Thank you
very much. I bought a real doll with the money. It was about $5,000.
May the force be with you.
It was one of those silicone mold real dolls. You know, feels real. Motorized tongue swirl. And
whose pussy is it?
Huh?
Is it like a porn star's pussy?
Is it a famous vagina?
It's, you know, Christy Cummings.
May the force be with you.
She was a mid-level. Once you get into, like, you know, Asia Carrera and stuff like that, price goes way through the roof. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
May the force be with you.
My kid asked me what it was. I didn't have an answer for
May the force be with you.
It's true. Thank you.
Good evening. Jimmy Stewart here. For tonight's podcast, I will be known as Jimmy, air quotes, the zombie, Stewart. And with my share of MC Chris's inheritance, I purchased some shares in a candy button factory. So we manufacture candy buttons, the buttons that you find on long, shiny strips of paper that are distributed at some of the finer candy emporiums throughout the eastern United States seaboard.
Okay. May the force be with you. Before we move on to our first topic, I want to mention that with the money I got, I bought all this podcasting equipment. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. May the force be with you. Yeah. Yeah. So, thanks to MC Chris for making this happen. As I mentioned earlier, this is a zombie theme. So I think we should just do a round table and talk about some of our favorite zombie movies. Let's do this. Let's do this thing. Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's only one zombie movie that even needs to be mentioned because it's better than all other zombie movies.
Definitely.
And that is the 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead.
What?
Best soundtrack of any zombie movie.
What?
May the force be with you.
Come on.
No.
That movie blew all other zombie movies out of the water. They finally had the money to put it together that they didn't have back in the day.
Great soundtrack. That is one of the best parts of the classic zombie movies is the fact they didn't have the money, so you can feel it. It's not like bullshit like every other movie made.
No.
Zombie genre is cheap for a reason.
Don't talk to me that way. I'll choke you out.
Hold on. This is
Ken. Whoa.
Ken Forever. Ken Forever.
Like the music by the soundtrack was by Goblin, and it added a real eerie sensibility to the original film. I thought that soundtrack was great. May the force be with you.
The best zombie movie ever made. It's by little-known Italian director Tony Massiano Maiatoyotto, and it's an independent film. It was made for $87, and every night, the only way he paid his actors was he'd make spaghetti dinner and garlic bread on the set.
I heard that.
Right. And they used real zombies.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
It sounds like a story you just made up right now.
What? Excuse me, what?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. I haven't heard. I haven't heard of that movie actually.
What did I call it?
This is William Deadspears, Romero, and Juliet. May the force be with you. What did you call it exactly?
Yeah.
Who was the director?
Tony Mastriano Minotto.
And how many dollars?
$87.
You remembered that. You remembered the $87.
I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's a little independent zombie film. It was called Zombiotto. Look it up. You can't look it up because they only made one print and it burned in a fire.
It's not on Wikipedia, so I don't know if I can believe that.
May the force be with you.
My favorite zombie movie would have to be, Idle Hands. Thank you.
Idle Hands? That's only a hand.
Can Idle Hands be classified as a zombie movie?
It's just a hand.
It's hands.
If it has the offspring in it, it is not a zombie movie.
It's like Evil Dead. But it's like Evil Dead, but, you know, better, something I can...
What? Better than what? Evil Dead?
May the force be with you.
The guy smoked weed out of his inhaler. Jessica Alba's in it.
May the force be with you.
All excellent things, not zombies.
Big hand. May
the force seriously, may the force be with you. Basement Safe, 77. I have to say, the best zombie movie is definitely Night of the Living Dead,
The Remake.
No.
That's another remake.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah,
I already did that. May the Force be with you. I already did that.
You said Dawn of the
Dawn
Dead.
Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
He said Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, but it's a similar remake opinion. An opinion about a remake is a similar opinion.
The end part is great because when he finds the gas key.
Spoiler alert!
I haven't seen it! I haven't seen it!
Spoiler alert!
What? No, what's going on?
With the murderers of MC Piss.
Yeah, we killed that stupid motherfucker, man.
Shot
his ass dead on a motherfucking red carpet.
Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that?
He was great. He was a hero.
He was our hero.
Because we don't like nerd rappers, yo.
Yeah, nerd rappers
about
and nerds.
Robots
yo.
And shit.
We're on hardcore shit. We don't like this nerdy shit.
Well, I actually want to, I do want to thank you guys, not because you killed him. I miss him, but because he's dead, I got a lot of money. Which
yeah,
I,
thanks for the money, Cracked Out.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Give
cracked
us some
out.
Of your money, motherfucker.
What?
We spent it
all. Yeah, we all
spent
it.
You
spent it on...
He makes candy.
Tapes of Yuki Kondo.
I bought a fake Lost.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart makes candy buttons now.
Yo. You wanna go get something to eat?
Yeah, let's eat.
I'm not really hungry right now.
Yeah, we were talking. Jump in,
microphones,
guys.
Zombie movies.
What zombie movie is your favorite?
Howard the Duck, yo.
Yeah. Howard the Duck's the shit.
Howard the Duck's not a zombie.
It's a duck from a duck dimension.
Ferris Bueller Principal is a zombie, yo. Jeffrey Jones, yo. Ferris Bueller Principal Jones is a zombie.
Principal Jones,
he fucking spits acid, yo. Just because he comes from space. Yo, zombies can't come from space?
You guys don't think ducks are zombies? Yo, if you kill a duck and the green slime comes out of the ground, that duck's going to be a Walking Dead duck, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
the
duck.
Theoretical
the duck's a too.
Possibility that a duck could be a zombie, but I don't think that the duck in Howard the Duck would qualify as a zombie.
You
want to
die, motherfucker?
You know, that motherfucking duck is from another planet, all right?
Another dimension.
Yo, another dimension.
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
May the force be with you. Well, Jimmy.
I don't know what is a zombie in that dimension, yo. Last time
I
looked.
It's just like the human world, except everything's got ducks.
Like Play Duck Magazine.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Have you seen this movie? I don't think you've seen the movie.
Play Duck Magazine.
Guys, we're a bit off topic here. We got very off topic, guys. I would love to shelf Howard the Duck for a minute, if we can,
okay. And
move on to zombie fantasy.
Leah Thompson, yeah.
Guys, can we get back on zombies? The zombie fantasy, like if you're in a zombie world, if you're living in a zombie movie, are you afraid? Are you hiding in a closet? Do you hit people with chainsaws?
Wait, what's the question?
What's going on?
Describe your zombie fantasy, guys.
Oh, zombie fetish.
Leah Thompson was also in Caroline in the City.
First of all, if she got some big green titties.
No. I think it means like
zombie fantasy.
If you were
in a zombie world.
You're in a zombie apocalypse.
Not a fetish with a chick zombie.
Yeah.
You said fetish, right?
Dumb rapper.
Have you ever smelled one? All right.
My zombie name is Rigor Mortis Dick 69.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
My zombie name is Peter Boyle Lives. 2007.
Oh, may the force
be with you.
Best zombie performance of all time. Frankenstein,
zombie
yo.
Fantasy.
Oh, right. Yo, I'd take a fucking pencil, right? And I'd be like, I'd pretend I was a teacher. And I'd be like, yo, sit down, zombie. I'm going to teach you math. Zombie, sit down. And I sharpen the pencil. I go, today, we're going to learn addition. And I take the pencil. I see this pencil? This is one. See you? This is one. One plus one. Oh, I stab that shit right in his motherfucking throat. I say one plus one equals dude.
May the force be with you. Couldn't keep it going with that fantasy, huh?
Dead and two, dude. You don't get it. You don't get
okay,
it. Just like you don't get Howard
you.
The Duck.
No, okay.
You don't get what I'm
that's
saying.
That's
don't
relevant.
Okay.
That's valid.
Okay.
That's valid. You've got a point.
Yo.
You've got a point.
69, 69, 69,
69. Thank you. May the force be. Yo. So check it out. I got a dog and it's a zombie, and I take it to the dog park. And then all the other dogs are alive, but my dog is a zombie dog. And then it's like, and then it goes like to eat the other dog's brains, but it has to eat them through their asshole. So it's like sniffing the asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like their intestines are crazy straws. And instead of brains, it's going woof. So like it's going, instead of going brains, brains, it's like woof, woof. And then it goes up to the dog's asshole and like sniffs it and then sucks it out like a crazy straw at McDonald's. I take the dog and I throw it in the Hudson River, jerk off, and then go to fucking McDonald's.
Now that's a motherfucking fantasy.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
I gotta admit, that's better than my math fantasy.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
I gotta admit that shit, yeah.
My fantasy is to have, this is Ken forever. I want like the woman who played Janet, or Jan, no, the woman who played the remake Night of the Living Dead, the main woman in that, and then one of the hot chicks from the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Yeah.
I want
May
them
the force be with you.
And I want to be making out with them.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Straight up.
This is Darth of the Living Dead. I actually do not have a zombie fantasy. If a zombie world erupted, I would not want to live in the terror of knowing zombies were chasing me at all times. I would actually run willfully headfirst into a pack of zombies just to get it over with. I would let them eat me.
Wow.
There's no hope. Zombies are unstoppable.
May
the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
This is Bear of the Dead. We have to basically decide if this is a chemical reaction or if this is some sort of voodoo or magic. Because if it's magic,
then
I have magic, and that would be badass. Magic. If magic exists, then I have magic. So that's
me.
That fantasy. Is
You're assuming that you have magic?
In a world where there is magic, I know I would have
voodoo
magic.
Zombies are like GoBots. That's the worst. It's
the
terrible
the
version.
Yeah.
But if this is a...
Why are you racist?
If this is a chemical...
Why are you racist?
Because... What? Racist?
Yo, voodoo is
voodoo. Voodoo? What's wrong with voodoo?
Nothing's wrong with voodoo. It's
You're
boring.
You're racist against voodoo.
No, it's boring.
But if we're talking about a chemical reaction, some sort of thing like by the government experiment.
You get fantasies from Greedo and Jimmy. I didn't get to get my fantasies. So
it's actually basement
I'm
safe
making a
now.
Podcast protest. May the force with you.
I don't understand the protest. We can't go in any order.
Yeah, why can't we go in any order?
I was going counterclockwise, but that's fine.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
It's a
Sorry.
Podcast.
Kid's
I'm
trying to talk about magic here. May the force be with you. The kid just has some opinions on magic.
I know I haven't been in the rebellion that long. I apologize, guys, if that was a foul.
No, continue. Magic.
World of magic, I would have magic. That would be a better fantasy scenario.
No.
But in a world where it's chemicals, then I'm fucked, and I'm going to find an island.
Would you be like Howard Stern's fart man? Fart, man.
I would fart out my butt.
Yeah. Powerful farts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo,
don't
man. I want to say one thing. I like all you guys, and I think that I'm looking forward to hanging out with you after the podcast.
The first with you. We just came here from a strip club.
Yeah.
We just got here.
Yeah, this is technically our after party.
VIP room. Yep.
Larry Flint's Hustler Club.
Word. Yo, I love when ladies shake titties in my face. But sometimes it gets a little sad. You know what I'm saying?
There's a force really.
Like MC Chris being dead.
Yeah, word.
Yeah,
but you guys killed him. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that don't mean that we can't be sad about
it's
it, man.
Human.
I'm sad as fuck.
Well, that's my fantasy, actually. William Deadspear's Romero and Juliet. If you know, zombies did come back, then of course MC Chris would come back and he could put on a show for us and he could sing some of his top hits like Tussin and the one about Boba Fett. And I think we could all go to the show and have a really good time and all buy some of that zombie merchandise.
Zombie merchandise!
He's probably wearing it. He's probably wearing it.
What?
Yeah.
The Fleetwood Crack EP's dropping in February, yo.
Yo,
February
2007. Droppy, but it's not gonna be sloppy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be clean, mean machine.
Yeah. Clean, mean CD machine.
Word.
Yeah.
Yes, James, air quotes, the zombie, Stewart here. My own personal, zombie favorite movie would be Zombies on Broadway, featuring the inimitable comedy team of Wally Brown and Alan Carney, also known from Brooklyn Buckaroos, Monkeys Go Home, the Radio Cavalcade of 1937. This was the, in my opinion, the inimitable quintessential zombie movie. See, there are these two stumblebum press agents who have a show, Zombies on Broadway. And of course, what do they come up with? Their gimmick, their angle, as they say lately, is let's get a real zombie to be on Zombies on Broadway.
That sounds kind of good.
So they get Bill Lugosi, who plays a witch doctor in blackface, and he summons a zombie who wreaks havoc on New York. Zaniness.
Oh.
The ultimate zombie movie.
Sounds funny, but racist.
Yeah, it sounds a little racist. But is that your zombie fantasy still?
It's what I picture the ultimate zombie movie to be.
Oh, okay.
Yo, if Bela Lugosi was black, he'd be Fela Lakuti. Yo, see you later.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Wow.
May the force be with you. That was racist.
Yo, I was gonna say something like astute, but it came out like I farted in a jar and gave it to you.
What is going on?
Yeah, this took a sour turn, guys.
I didn't understand why that was racist, but somehow I found it offensive anyway.
I agree. Yeah.
May the force be with you.
I have my zombie fantasy.
All right, go for it, Basement.
May the force be with you. You better not just steal my fantasy.
I did not steal your fantasy.
You stole my movie
opinion.
I was
talking about the other remake, and you said Dawn of the Dead. So don't, like, step, please.
Stomping in the yard.
Wow.
Stomping in the yard.
My zombie fantasy starts with me waking up, and I get into my shower, which works. My shower right now does not work. I get in the shower, I take a shower, and I go into my bedroom only to realize that my wife, in my fantasy I have a wife, she's been eaten by a zombie. And I work for the NSA, and I have like a whole like access to like shotguns and guns, mostly shotguns. And I run out and I realize there's a zombie invasion going on. And I'm like, you know what? Because I work for the government, I know about all sorts of boats that are getting held in government property, so I go on that boat and I with all my shotguns. And maybe like whoever straggles along with me I'll take. But I'm hoping maybe some nice lady to replace my wife. And I go on the boat and I just spend the rest of my days just really shooting zombies from my boat that are on land. Because I think that would be probably the best ideal
with
scenario.
Shotguns?
Yeah.
Yo, shotguns are very close range.
May the force be with you. How do you eat?
There'd be food on the boat.
But how much food?
How big is this boat? How long is this food going to last?
Well, probably for...
And this woman's only fucking you because there's a zombie thing.
I have a whole question for you, man. Why does your wife have to die? Why can't you protect your wife and bring her on the boat with you, man?
May the force be with you. You don't shower?
No, my shower works, but it doesn't. It's not working very well.
Why not just wish for a wife that you would want to stay alive with you?
Replacing your fantasy wife with another wife.
Well,
why don't you just make a fantasy wife a wife?
I'm going by zombie movie ideology. Like, the wife always dies, and then...
It's usually the husband that dies.
Also, in my fantasy, I'm black. Because generally
racist.
No, wait.
They do better in zombie movies. I agree.
Fella Lakuti.
They do better in zombie movies. It's true.
What does that mean?
Lakuti shit, man.
What does that
All right.
mean?
All right.
We all agree that we don't know what that means, but it is racist and offensive.
Sounds racist and offensive.
Most of us are offended. All right. I think we're going to wrap things up here. This has been a special Hangout with Pat Bear roundtable discussion. Please visit.
Let's go back to that strip club.
Go to mtchris.com and check out some sweet ass merch, zombie merch. And check out my podcast. Search for Pat Bear on iTunes. Go to mtchris.com. Get all the stuff. Buy the new CD.
Yeah.
This has been the Rebellion on Hangout with Pat Bear podcast. Have a great evening.
Yeah.